Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me. My name's Mike, and I'm the CEO and founder of eBuddy. And we're an ed tech platform, originally out of Australia, and we're all about connecting families and educating kids aged between 4 and 12 around social media and digital citizenship.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was born out of a very personal experience, actually. I'm a single dad, and I've got two young boys. And I noticed, I've been in technology for a long time, I noticed they knew their way around an iPad and an iPhone better than I did.
Okay.
And there was a whole bunch of things coming out of that. Sickness, you know, addiction, kids weren't eating properly, weren't sleeping properly. You know, if you're a parent, you can relate to all this sort of stuff. And I was down at the school and talking to other mums and dads, and lo and behold, everyone's got the same problem. Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, then within about 2 weeks of that, a buddy of mine's daughter committed suicide. She was 14 years old.
Oh.
She'd been cyberbullied so badly, and they didn't even know until after she died. And then it was almost as if, you know, someone was telling me I had to do something. And then another friend of mine intercepted his daughter going to meet someone at a playground that she'd met online. And it turned out to be a 65-year-old man. And the dad intercepted his daughter. And it could have ended in tragedy. And I'd done an enterprise software business and IPO'd it. And I'd exited out of it. And I wasn't planning on doing anything else.
Sure.
but I thought, you know, this is terrible.
Yeah.
We got a real problem here. And I researched and tried to find some sort of an educational curriculum or something. I thought someone in the States has got to have done something, right? And we couldn't find anything. And a few folks that I knew well who had young kids said, Mike, you got to build this thing. And so we've been building eBuddy to help educate families and kids. We've built a curriculum between the ages of 4 and 12, but we've still got some hope of influencing their values, right? Because once they get to teenagers, it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we engaged with a lot of mums and dads back home in Australia and here in the US to make sure that we understood the problem fully. And sure enough, the problem's sort of universal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I work with a robotics organization, and through that, a local high school contacted me to come talk to the students about, to put it bluntly, not be stupid online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have a very focused social media presence for myself.
Yeah, sure.
And so they contacted me specifically. They're like, hey, you seem to know about this. And I'm like, I don't even know how to approach this because I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand why people use Snapchat
other
than for seemingly nefarious reasons.
Absolutely.
So I don't even know how to address that topic.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about the problem we have now about, you know, there's a number of issues at play here, right? I mean, there's social media, and kids aren't even supposed to be on it till 13, right?
Right.
There's technology addiction, and that is a growing problem. I mean, in China, by way of an example, if you think your child's addicted to technology, they put you into a center, and part of the therapy is electric shock treatment.
Yep.
So you've got a whole bunch of issues going on right there.
Yeah.
And then
we talked about that on our show a couple of years ago
when
they started putting those centers in 6 or 7 years ago.
I know. And if you're here in the States or back in Australia, you know, you go into a really expensive rehab center and you're putting your 8-year-old in there. You know, so these things.
And you feel crazy for doing it.
Well, you know, we're all fighting that. I've been in technology like for a long time, and my kids have gone around me, and so. You know, compounding the problem, of course, is that when I was a boy growing up, my mum was at home. She was like a gatekeeper. And 75% of mums in the US and Australia, they're not at home anymore.
Right.
So time's an issue. So, you know, you want to get up to speed on the latest social media apps that your kids might be accessing.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that stuff.
Right.
So the cycle doesn't improve. And that's why we developed, with mums and dads and kids, the whole eBuddy platform. And, you know, my generation, and I'm an older dad, is the last generation that understands what life was like before technology. So once I'm gone and my generation are gone, there are no reference points here.
Mm-hmm.
And the ramifications of not educating our kids on the children themselves, families and communities is huge.
Yeah.
And we've got to do something because, you know, you can only let so many kids run into trouble, right?
Right. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does the platform work? If I'm if I'm a parent and I've got a concern, you know, I want to get get to it before the screen addiction
gets
to be a problem. How do I use this platform?
So typically what you do is you connect your family members up to eBay.
Okay.
So a mom or a dad goes on and invites and sets up what we call the family fridge. So when I was growing up, you know, if you went into the kitchen of our house, you'd find all these things on the family fridge, awards, notes, and that's pretty universal too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the mum goes in or the dad goes in and they set up a family fridge. Style, colour, whole bunch of things, right?
Okay.
And they invite other family members to join the fridge.
Okay.
And download the app as well. So grandparents feel very disconnected from families and their grandchildren, because folks are moving all over the world now, you know, they're not staying. So grandparents have been a key driver in this. So you invite who you want to invite to the family fridge, which is like the notice board.
Sure.
Okay. And the kids are invited too. And you're able to do a whole bunch of stuff around that fridge as a family. If you're not invited, you can't get in. And if you're like Uncle Bob and you make a bit of a fool of yourself at Christmas, Mum can get rid of you off the family fridge as well, right?
Okay.
So you're inviting it's a closed loop family environment. So you're surrounded by the people that love you most. And then we've got a curriculum. As soon as you put in the ages of your children, the system automatically has a whole bunch of quizzes, games, and subtle education programs available that automatically allow your child over a period of time to go through and complete all these fun activities. And you do that by opening the door of the fridge.
Okay.
Okay. And there's a whole bunch of lunch boxes in there. One for John, one for Sally, one for Mum, one for Dad. And you're able to go in there and the system, you're able to go through and start completing these things. As you complete them, you get rewarded. You get gems. I mean, kids like getting gems, right?
Yes.
So they get a whole bunch of gems and they build up this great bag of treasure. And they're able then to sell their treasure and get buy stuff. Really cool stuff.
Really?
And,
okay.
And that rewards them. And in addition, they graduate. They get graduation certificates, so they feel like they really accomplished something. And so does mum and dad, right? They feel like their kid is making progress through a journey, much like helping your child ride a bike.
Okay. Right,
it's training wheels for the digital world. Right?
Okay.
And so at a point in time, they come out of our system after maybe 4 or 5 years, because we think that's how long, the mums and dads tell us that's how long the kids are going to be in there.
Okay.
And when the kids, like my son Will, says, hey, Dad, it's time for me to be on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever the next cool social media thing's going to be, my wife and I can say, well, you know what? He's been through the eBuddy program. He's got this digital suit of armor around him. Let's let him go and have a try, knowing we've educated him and he knows how to handle all these different situations. And then we let him go. Let her go.
Okay.
Yep. So that's how it works.
I like that. I like that you've digitized the thing that, you know, that is, yes. Yes. That has always kind of been the center of the household.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
It's where
do you want to hold it up so
yeah,
you guys can see
we
it?
Definitely have to hold that up to that
this
camera
is,
there.
This is Bud. This is Bud, and he is a digital safety character developed by children for children.
Okay.
And you know, there is no recognizable digital safety mascot in the world today. Huh? And Bud is the first one. So we've developed a whole game around Bud. We've developed Bud-approved products that we can families can be certain that they've been tested, and so Bud's a real pull through for the kids on the platform. Yeah.
I like that.
He's supposed to be a fridge. And by the way, I say he, but he's supposed to be androgynous, right?
Sure.
And someone said he looks a bit like SpongeBob. He's not supposed to look like SpongeBob. He's a work in progress with the kids. We got some kid forums coming up where they're going to really add some value to him and dress him up.
Cool.
I think he looks a little bit more like the WB Frog. Which
the kids really go for
him.
Which
is a character that I loved as a kid. Okay. So that's
well, the kids developed. The kids developed him from scratch. So okay. You know, they love him. So yeah, you go to a restaurant with kids and you put him on the edge of the table, and the kids walk past and they double back and have another look at him and want to play with him. And but he's you know, he's good for little kids because you know, he's the recognizable safety, yeah. Digital safety mascot of the future.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So from a business standpoint,
yeah.
What's your revenue model on this? How do I know that you'll be around through the whole 5-year process?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess there's a few things to say.
Okay.
I was one of the pioneers of the SaaS model in Australia when I did my enterprise grade software. So we know the business model is around a monthly fee,
mm-hmm, okay.
Subscription fee, and you can have up to 10 family members join for that monthly subscription fee. It's $9.95,
okay.
And you get access to all of the educational curriculum that our experts have put together for the platform. And you know, we're putting together the eBuddy Foundation, so part of that subscription fee is going to go to the eBuddy Foundation.
Okay.
And we're going to be putting money back into communities to help fight problems associated with technology addiction and cyberbullying. Schools are a big part of our plans for this as well, because you know there's a lot of ad hoc information out there for folks, but there's nothing you can put out there and lay out that folks can follow and educators can follow.
And the schools are where the kids get introduced to new platforms that they want to.
Yeah.
Well, my friend's on whatever platform, doesn't matter what.
Uh huh.
I want to be too.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. It makes sense.
Having this in the schools totally makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, we've been, this is something that is bigger than one individual or a team. This has gathered a lot of momentum and mums and dads are rallying to the cause. So we have,
that's good.
You know, we have subscribers. We did a piece back home in Australia on a current affairs program at 6 p.m. And we had, in space of 3 minutes, we had 5,000 people hit the site, parents hit the site and want to participate and get on board.
So I sign up, I download the app.
Yeah.
I add my family to the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And you say as soon as you put in the kid's age, it'll bring up games that are and activities that are suited for that age.
Exactly.
How often is the system going to be updated?
Oh,
like, let's say I have like a 5-year-old that's on it every day for hours at a time.
Yeah. We wouldn't recommend that to start with. So we have some, good question. We have some guidance around how often you should be looking at going onto our system and how much you should be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, that's a good thing.
Advice for parents. So the content is updated on a regular basis. We have our own folks, expert educators and psychologists providing content that is eBuddy content.
Okay.
And then we also go through a whole bunch of providers of content. We bud approve it, and we make that available to our subscribers as well. Yeah, you don't want to be you can't be a slave to content, right? And we don't have all the answers.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. So you're a beta.
We're a beta.
Which means you're definitely beyond the. I'm just here hoping to find somebody to help.
Yeah.
Pay to build it.
Yeah.
So where are we in this process?
Okay, so we. You know, having done an IPO myself before, you know, I was very careful about how we've got some very high profile Australian business folks as stockholders in the company now who really believe in what we're trying to do. We've launched the product in Australia and we've got subscribers coming on board down there.
Okay.
We've recently launched this in the United States and we've got paying subscribers coming on board now. So we're in the process of ramping up our marketing to build this out and really get subscribers, generate revenues and make a hell of a difference for families and kids and communities now.
Got it. So what's the availability on this? Like if a family wanted to sign up here or in Russia or where do we have availability?
Well, you know what, we've built it so that we can put different languages into the system. At the moment it's showing English only.
Okay.
But you can access it, I mean it's online of course, so you can access it from anywhere and sign up right now at ebuddy.com.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. What are your goals here at Collision?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I should say this. I was a reluctant participant traveling such a long way to come here.
Yeah.
But I spend a lot of time in the States as well. And my chief growth officer really was strongly saying we should be here. And I think that was the right call. So I'm wanting to meet folks, obviously, in terms of strategic partnerships.
Okay.
Always interested to talk to investors that, the investment community that have buy-in on the social good that we're trying to do, because that's where I started on this. And media, it's great to have the opportunity to talk to you folks as well. So, so that's really what we're looking to achieve here. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Love it.
If people want to find out more about the platform mm-hmm. and follow the company's journey, how can they do that?
You can do that by either going to ebuddy.com or emailing me, mike@ebay.com.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, man.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. Hopefully Collision will continue to be a success for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.